episode 2015 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is one where I talk with you about one of those qualities that hiring managers look for when they interview people. They don't really discuss it all that often, but you know, clearly it's one of those things where you have two or three final people that you're bringing back to meet your boss, and what stands out about one of them that causes them to pay a little bit more attention. Hope you find this show helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And we'll be back in just one moment after a word from our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects. Almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there. Writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show. And I've dealt with this subject indirectly for years, but I want to approach it from a different angle. When employers are looking at their staff, the statistics they see are pretty grim. Doesn't matter what the firm is, I'm just going to quote the American numbers. Employee engagement is at 30%. And as much as organizations now know about how to engage employees, the number has not moved for at least a decade. And that's the best in the world, is 30%. And the fascinating thing is, of the remaining 70, a good number of them, I don't want to say half of them because I don't remember the statistics, but a lot of them are not just simply neutral. They're actively disengaged and doing things to undermine an organization. Amazing, isn't it? So what do employers want to look at from the emotional standpoint? See, I've always said firms look for competence, self-confidence, character, chemistry, charisma, variables that translate into a form of leadership that they like or respect. But as I coach managers and senior professionals, one of the issues is, how do you motivate staff? And I tell them motivation's the wrong word, because motivation basically translates into, I hired the wrong person for this job and I've got to get them going now, versus inspired. I want to inspire my staff to do great things, and that's an internal quality. And thus, appearing excited on your interview becomes that variable that I think too few people talk about, because firms translate excitement and energy into the ability to be engaged with work. So how can you show that on an interview? And that, to a real degree, is with your eyes. It's with your voice, with your hands. It's things that you do that I'm trying to illustrate that show energy. Because so many people go to an interview and because they're afraid, they come across as being flat. How do you appear inspired? Be excited. Talk about the work and what you've done previously in a way, and you know, I'm just going to illustrate it. I'm not being loud now, am I? No, but I'm being intense in my communication style. My eyes are focused on you, my viewer, and trying to get the idea across to you. You have to do much the same thing, and speaking with your hands, varying your voice, doing lots of little things creates that appearance of energy on an interview that lets an employer know you'll be all in when they hire you. Don't forget about that quality. As I've said many times, and I say to my coaching clients, interviewing involves theater. It's not just the recitation of facts any more than an actor or actress on the stage or in a movie recites their lines. They are putting on a performance for you, the audience, to convince you that they are now the character. Well, you're going to be doing much the same thing on your interviews, and you can't lose sight of it because otherwise you're giving away a great opportunity. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you. In addition, if you need interview advice, I've created a course called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, available as a video on udemy.com. That's udemy.com, or available as a paperback or for Kindle on Amazon, and will help you stand out in a great way on your interviews. Also, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button on the site that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. I will love to help you. I'm able to help with regard to interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or an even less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you can leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Please financially support the podcast by clicking the button below and pledging whatever you'd like. I really appreciate it. Finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, or Roku, or BingeNetworks.tv for Apple TV and 90-plus smart TV platforms. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!